Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Metro Research, and we just like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Sir, can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick?
How long is the survey?
I'll be brief. It's probably like 7 minutes. I haven't even timed it. But just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, sir, can you tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, or 60 plus?
45 to 59.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Okay, and you still live in Massachusetts, right?
Massachusetts.
In which county in Massachusetts do you live?
Norfolk.
Norfolk County. Okay, let me see. Norfolk. Right, here we go. Thank you, sir. Now, how would you describe, and believe me, sir, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. This is just for a statistical purpose only. And nowadays, we don't want nobody to feel discriminated. But how would you describe your gender? A man, a woman, or non-binary, or some other way?
A man.
Okay, how would you describe your race or ethnicity? A white Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander? Native American or Alaskan Native? Thank you, sir. Hey, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed? 11th grade or less? High school graduate? Some college? Associate degree? Bachelor's degree? Graduate courses or advanced degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now moving on. In a few words, sir. What would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts right now? Whatever comes to mind, on your own words.
Biggest transportation issue, huh?
Yes, they're facing Massachusetts at this moment.
I would say the infrastructure, the quality of the roads.
The infrastructure. Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you sharing your opinion. Now, moving forward real quick, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Amara Haley on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? How would you grade the governor? A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
B? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, the MBTA, you say B for Bravo, right?
I'd say
is that correct?
B, like as a boy.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. Now, what grade would you give the Governor Haley for handling of the regional transit authorities? Would you give her an A, a B, a C, a D, or an F?
To be honest, I don't know. I would probably give her a B because I don't see any significant change.
Understood, sir. And there's no right or wrong answers. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bypaths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. Now, what grade would you give the state legislature for the handling of the transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or an F?
I would also give them a B. B is in boy.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live right now, would you say the traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
It's about the same.
About the same. Thank you, sir. Now, how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? Now, if you do not engage in any of this activity, please let me know, okay? How about when you ride a bicycle? Do you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
I do not ride a bicycle.
Okay, but just for the sake of research. Oh, you don't ride a bicycle at all?
No, I mean, I can, but I don't own one.
Oh, understood, sir. Okay. But your kids don't go out on the street to ride a bicycle or nothing like that?
If I wanted, I could, but I choose not to, and it's probably because I would feel relatively unsafe.
Somewhat unsafe? Can I record that as your
somewhat
answer?
Okay. If you thanks, wish. Sir.
I appreciate your help. Now, taking a public bus like the MBTA or RTA, if you will do that, would you feel, how safe would you feel there in Massachusetts? Very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe. How about when you drive or ride in car and local roads? Do you feel the same question? Very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat. I would say somewhat.
Safe or unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Someone safe, okay. How about when you walk around your community? Same question, sir.
Oh, very safe.
Very safe. How about when you take the MBTA commuter rail? Just for the sake of argument, let's say you will take the commuter rail once in a while. How would you feel? Very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Well, I haven't taken the commuter rail in a while, but I felt very safe the times I have. Very
okay.
Safe.
Thank you, sir. How about take the MBTA subway? Let's say you go to a game in town and you take the red
somewhat,
line.
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe, okay. And how about when you drive or ride in the car or on the highway in Massachusetts? Do you feel very safe? Somewhat unsafe or very unsafe?
On the highway?
Yes. I'm sorry, you got cut off there for a moment. What was that?
Very, very safe.
Very safe. Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? Now, you mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe riding a bicycle. Now, you know, that's the reason why sometimes you don't go out and ride a bicycle, because you will feel a little bit unsafe. Now, are any of the following reasons why? Let me read a few of them, okay, sir? The lack of security bike parking, drivers are distracted by their phones, or lack of separated bike paths, or reckless or speeding drivers, or lack of bike lanes on the streets, or lack of enforcement of traffic laws, or poorly maintained bike lanes or paths.
No, it's the lack of bike separated bike paths. That's the one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Security bike. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Now, moving on. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you, I would like to talk to you about a different topic real quick. Now, Governor Haley has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale of about $1 million. Now, cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. Now, the question is, how much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
And thank you, sir. We're almost done. The last question, just for statistical purpose only, but how many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? None? One? Two? Three?
Three.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
No, I own.
You own? Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee full-time, employee part-time, not currently employee?
Employed full-time.
Employed full-time. Thank you, sir. And to the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, a pre-tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck? Or no?
No.
My work doesn't offer any of those discounts for transit passes.
That's the one. No, my work does not offer.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, does your work offer any form of parking, or free or paid for employees?
Free parking.
Thank you. And how often do you work from home right now? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month? Never? I prefer to work.
A few times a month.
Okay, thank you, sir. And when you commute to work, how do you do so? Take the MBTA or the subway? Do you drive? You take the commuter rail? you drive. Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, the last question. Why do you commute the way you do, sir, on your own words?
I mean, there's no public transportation really to get to where I'm going. Driving is the fastest way by far. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So where you live, the lack of public transportation. Thank you, sir. Okay, now moving on. Now, in politics today, sir, will you consider yourself an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. And in most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither? In most issues.
Neither.
Neither? Okay, thank you, sir. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or $150,000 or more?
The last one.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is the zip code where you live?
02186.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. Thank you, sir, again. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Goodbye, sir.
Thank you, too. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you.